How are you?
Hang on, I'm going to stop you there, Raymond. Before we get going on this week's podcast, this is a little reminder, if you wouldn't mind, to rate and review at the end.
You can also subscribe so you automatically get our latest podcast the minute we put it up.
I think you mean drop.
Drop what? Did you just say it drops?
Yes, I did. The podcast drops.
Does it not land? I always prefer when you say, hit that subscribe button.
Well, whatever you do, make it easy on yourself and subscribe.
That's better. We're in the car.
We are.
Because they're away.
That's what they used to do in the olden days. I never did it.
What do you mean they used to do in the olden days?
Parked up. For a bit of How's Your Father?
Oh.
What are you thinking about?
No, I thought parked up to make a podcast.
No.
In the old days.
Couples used to park up to have a fool around.
Yeah, I would have been involved in that.
Did you?
Back in the day. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. It's not that long ago. In your 20s.
Yeah, my early 20s. Because, like, small house, big family.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be doing anything. Emma Doran was on the Late Late Show recently and she was talking about the silent sex.
Yes, I think she actually said the silent ride.
The silent ride, right. Yeah. I was involved in that once.
Okay, we've gone from a bit of fooling around now to somewhere else. I'm not sure about
you
this
want to
bit.
Go.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a good image. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, but most people would have had a bit of tomfoolery in the car.
No,
that's
I don't
the only
think
place
I did.
Privacy.
I can't remember doing that.
And then you put the seat back.
No.
They'd be all fumbling and all sorts of awkward, like. And then the gear stick would be going places and all sorts of things and bums in the air.
Never did it.
Never?
No, because if it was a snog, it was in a nightclub. And then when I was going out with somebody, no. I remember what we did.
You're very sophisticated.
Yeah.
I'd say most people listening.
We just booked into a 5-star hotel, Ray. Cop on to yourself. No, I can't remember, but it wasn't in a car anyway.
Right, okay. Well.
Anyway, we are in a car.
Yeah, I'm developing this. This is a dry run.
dry ride. Get off me. Oh, look, it started to rain.
Yeah.
I hope it gets really heavy then and then we can hear it.
But a lot of people wouldn't have a room that is of the sound quality required for podcasts.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of putting this together, maybe copywriting it, a little sort of setup you can do in your car.
Yeah.
Use it as a podcast
It's
studio.
A good idea because this is like a little mini studio. By the way, we are away for Easter. That's why we're in a car. We didn't just hop out into the car up in Dublin. We're away. And we were thinking, what'll we do? So we had tried this before, I remember, but we didn't have headphones.
Yes.
So we didn't really have a clue what was going on.
And then when we brought it back to the computer,
the sound wasn't great.
Well, shite, to be honest.
Yeah. But anyway, people are not interested. They don't care. If it sounds okay, they don't care where we are.
Did you? Yeah,
we're in a car.
Yeah, we're in a car.
Here.
No.
Yeah, we're in a car.
Keep your horn for your missus.
Yeah.
That's what they used to say around
Colbert. Keep your horn for your missus.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Easter eggs.
No. Neither am I. Because chocolate makes me feel a little bit sick. I like it initially and then I start feeling a bit sick.
Mm.
So that's, I can't eat. I've never really, like when I was a kid, probably a little bit, but no, I'm not into them.
And most eggs are milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Hang
on. Every year I've always got you a dark chocolate egg.
Except for this year. Yeah.
You didn't get it this year.
I didn't.
Yeah. What does that say?
I don't know.
There was none in the shop. No, you didn't get one. But you never get me one.
I did. I would have back in the day. Yes, I would have. I remember getting you
one or two.
Huge dark chocolate.
But one. Every year I get you one. So yeah. I wasn't that perturbed. When
There's enough to share anyway.
When I didn't get you one this year, I was like, it's grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Enough to share.
Yeah.
What puzzles me is the fact that I can find dark chocolate so appealing and milk chocolate so revolting.
Oh, you find it revolting?
Yeah, sort of gaggy.
Oh, yeah, a bit gaggy after a little bit. Like, oh, there's the rain.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull this across.
I thought you were going to open up the sunroof. Can I just say I'm very sorry for your troubles? I just need to say that now. I'm very sorry. Just shake your hand there. I'm very sorry for your troubles. Because I'll have to pause now. They are stopping the Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah,
I'm very, very, very sorry, Raymond. Sorry. How did you feel when you first heard the news?
Oh, very disappointed. I told everybody the story that when I got this particular one back in 2017, after having the same Golf since 2004, that you said to me, if you get another golf, I will divorce you.
I don't think I did.
You did. You weren't serious, obviously, because I did and you didn't.
Obviously. That would be really mental in court. And why did you divorce your husband? Because he got another golf, for God's sake.
So I was trying
to figure... time to move on, Ray. It's fine. You can let it go. Mm. What's so special about the golf? Why have you stuck with the golf?
It's solid. Dependable. Right for me. It's just, I suppose, in a way, I've never said this out loud before.
Okay.
But I think...
This is a safe space. That you're in your golf.
The golf, with all its attributes, very much reflects me and my personality.
Jeez, I better be careful. I was going to slag it so much. I was just about to go, it's time to move on. It's a bit pokey, like. I'd never describe you as pokey.
No, compact. Perfectly proportioned. Remind me to talk to you about Hosier. But but one of the things that struck me early on,
yeah.
So maybe I probably was on my second golf or something like that. They had this ad campaign and it was all about the sound that the golf door makes when it's closed. Clunk.
Yeah, that was a bit of clunk.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah.
Dependable. It wasn't a clang. It was a clunk. And that was the whole ad campaign was about that sound. And I suppose that stuck with me. And I always felt that if I was in, you know, fingers crossed, if I was in an accident, that I'd have a good old chance because it was so solid.
I know. How many golfs have you had? Come on. Think about it.
Well, I got my first golf, I'd say, when I was 22.
Okay.
I'm now 58.
Wow. And what?
That's 36 years.
But were they new? You got second-hand ones.
No, second. This is only my second new one.
Okay.
So I've only had two new ones.
Yeah, okay. You don't like anything flashy. Like,
no.
You're not into flashy. You've never... If you arrived in with something flashy, I'd go, he's 100% having a midlife crisis.
It's too late now.
I would. I just go, there's something seriously wrong. Like, I'd actually say to you, you need to go and get a brain scan because there's something up with you. You know, if you had a fleshy motor or fleshy gear.
Yeah. Well, I think it's too late for a midlife crisis, is it not?
I think midlife now starts mid-50s. Come here. Have you thought about what you're going to get after this, if any?
No, well, there's a Mark 8. There is another model.
Oh.
And then they're discontinuing it.
So would you go for that?
Well yeah, that'll be, I'd say, next year or the year after. So then, but, you know, probably that'd be my last car.
I thought we decided we were going to keep this one.
Yes.
And let Kate.
Yes,
Kate,
have it. Yeah.
Very lucky.
We'd share it. Yeah.
You'd share. So you don't drive at all.
Hardly, yes.
Hardly at all. Mm. So.
Like, I'm doing less than 10,000 kilometres now.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, I was doing 25, 30,000 miles a year.
Yes. So you probably don't even need a car. Anyway, anything else you'd like to say about the golf since we're sitting in it and it's been discontinued?
What is it that you don't like about it?
No, I loved these cars in my 20s.
Ah, you see.
Do you know, I kind of was like, God, they're cool. I remember a few guys had them and I was a bit jealous. Like,
yeah.
I think I was trying to think of my cars. I had a Micra. Then I had a Mitsubishi Colt.
Mm.
Then I had an Audi.
Right. Two Audis in a row.
Two A3s, Audis, yeah. A3s. They were lovely.
Then you
really
went,
nice cars.
Then you went posh.
And then I went Volvo.
Yeah.
I love a Volvo. They're just solid. Like, you're talking about this, but Volvos are really solid. Yeah.
It's interesting you say that you sort of liked the golf in your 20s because I'd say, and I don't think there's any research been done on this, but if you went onto any university campus in the country, the most popular car would be a golf.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd say it's exactly what we're going to do with Kate, that the second family car is shared by one of the parents and a student.
Yes.
And a golf is a good, solid option there.
It is. Yeah.
Although Kate will be looking for one of those, you know, mint green little bubble cars.
No, she's gone off those.
Is she?
Yeah.
Right.
She's gone off them. Did you not know that?
Now they're toy-like, really, aren't
they? Yeah. I'd be nervous about my child driving one of them. Because I just think if anything happened, they just fold in on you.
Yeah.
You need something a bit...
Not solid.
Solid. A bit. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's that. So now, car and recording studio. So I was said to you to remind me about Hosier. So he was in during the week and we got the photograph taken afterwards.
Oh, brilliant. Such a brilliant photo. I actually put it up on Instagram. So he is 6'6", is he?
Yeah, 6'6".
Is he 6'6"?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's, the photo's brilliant, whoever took it, because it's like it's from a height. Like, you look quite tiny beside him.
Well, I am tiny.
No, you're not tiny.
I'm small, you know.
No, but I'm saying, like, it just because of how it's taken, like, you look so slight. Like, you're not slight, you know what I mean? Like, your legs and your arms, you're not slight. But you do, in comparison to Hozier, and because he is so tall, you look really minute.
Yeah, the two things brilliant pick that I crave for, height and hair.
You still don't crave for those things, do you?
No, I don't.
Have you let them go?
I completely let them go last week.
No, you could get that operation, you know, that they add on a few inches. I think they have to break your ankles and do stuff.
Why not? Yeah, and then you can get
hair. You can easy. Yeah. Oh, listen. I've seen so many hair transplants in the last while. Do you know the way I normally do my Botox watch? I can spot it, I think, a mile off. Although in saying that, no names mentioned, I met somebody lately and she told me she had got Botox and I hadn't a clue.
Right.
It was so well done. Hadn't
or,
a clue.
Or badly done.
No, so well done.
Right,
it was brilliant. It was so well done. But I think maybe she was at the end. You know,
the
end of it.
Yeah.
But hair transplants... A lot of men.
Hugh Bonneville.
Are going for it.
He's had one.
Has he officially? Hugh Bonneville, isn't
it? Is it Bonneville or Bonneville?
I think it's Bonneville,
right,
but
Bonneville.
I can't
you know him
be
anyway.
100%.
He's in Paddington.
Yeah, and we just watched a dodgy movie with him in it as well.
Yeah. I came by.
Oh, well done. And remembering that.
It's very good
up until...
To a point, yeah.
About three quarters of the way and then it just goes
loses
mental.
It. Yeah,
it goes ridiculous. Yeah, I think he's had a, he's done a whole body transformation. He obviously decided to get really fit. He looks really good. Like he's gotten really fit. And I think he did something with the old
Think he's pitching for Bond?
No, he's too old.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 58.
Yeah.
He can't be 58 in Bond.
Anymore.
No. I'd love if Idris Elba got it.
He was pitching for it at the end of Luther, that movie that we watched, it looked like he was pitching for it.
Yeah. He's got it all now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great. It's about time as well. It's like you're talking about women for the Late Late Show. It's about time a black person was, well, a black man.
James Bond.
It was James Bond. They were saying about a woman being James Bond, but no. No. You don't want a woman being James Bond. No. You can have your own special agent, female.
There's no franchise, female. Special agent yet.
Mm.
Is there?
I don't know, because Thomas asked me the other day, you know, if I was to be a superhero, female, who would I be? And I couldn't remember their names, but I was like, I like Scarlett Johansson, whatever one she played. And...
Florence Pugh.
I love Florence Pugh. I've got a bit of a girl crush on her. Love her.
Yeah.
She's amazing. You can say you have a crush on her too, it's okay.
I don't.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh, she's fab. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, I can't think of the people I've crushes on.
Oh, listen, over the years, they've been pretty abysmal, like. Can't say it now because I've just said that. So just do somebody else. Is there somebody you have a little crush on? A little crush?
What are you? No.
No, like a Hollywood one. It doesn't matter. You're not going to meet them.
They're women I see in movies and I go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't remember their names. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Kelly McGinnis. You've got a bit of a hot spot for her.
No. No.
Oh, I thought you liked her.
No, Kelly MacDonald you're talking.
Sorry, Kelly MacDonald. Who's Kelly McGinnis?
Kelly
McGinnis was in Top Gun.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Well, she's beautiful, but
yeah,
no.
No, Kelly MacDonald.
Kelly MacDonald.
Yes, yeah. We'll have a little bit of a
question.
She's
gorgeous. Yes, yeah. Yeah, I can see
she
that.
She was in Line of Duty.
Yeah.
And she was in that movie I Came By.
Yes.
Now, she is getting typecast a lot now, sort of
Moaney
face. Yeah.
Moaney Scottish face.
Yeah.
No.
I'd have ordered my agent and go, look, I don't want to be cast as Moaney Scottish face anymore.
Yeah.
She does it well.
She does very well.
And you can see why she's getting repeat, you know.
Yeah, but I'm like,
repeat
no.
Repeat work.
Yeah. Somebody, she just needs to say stop. No.
Yes.
I want somebody light and happy and chirpy.
Increasingly, you're going to be 51.
Oh, thanks.
And a lot of your friends are
thanks for pointing that out.
A lot of your friends are turning 50.
Yes.
And they all think they're old. Like, I've been eavesdropping on a number of conversations and you've been sharing them with me. And, you know, 50 is not old.
I think it's just, I remember when you turned 50 and I was 42.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, Jesus, that's a bit old now. Like, 50's old. And now that I am 50... I think that's what happens. I don't feel
you
any
move
different.
The goalposts.
I don't feel any different, but I can see how 50 is old. Do you know what I mean? Like, from a 20-year-old's perspective, you go 50. But are you talking about feeling acting?
No, well, a bit of both. But I think it's problematic if you surrender to something that you feel to be true. So if you, you know, believe that at 50 you can't do certain things and the body is reacting in a certain way, it's nearly self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
So you need to, it needs to be mind over matter.
Completely.
You need to go to yourself, no, I can still do what I'm doing, and I can. And in some ways I'm doing things better than I did when I was younger.
Yes. I think possibly it's a good way, an easy way of excusing yourself, because you might say, oh, I'm just, you know, sure, I'm 50 now, or I'm getting on a bit now. Sure, I can't do the things I used to do, which is absolute load of nonsense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
that's what I just said.
No, and I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, I'm saying that's what I've heard once or twice, not too many times.
No, but you need to give yourself a kick up the ass and go, no.
Yeah, 50.
Far too young to be resigning yourself to old age. Really?
Yeah, really.
No, come on now.
Come on now. Cop on.
So the 25-year anniversary.
What?
Of me leaving the den.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, I've just missed a really important anniversary.
No, well, it was the Good Friday Agreement, obviously, 1998.
Okay.
I read a brilliant piece. Bono must have been asked or volunteered to write a piece about that iconic photograph where he's in the middle of David Trimble and John Hume.
I saw it the other day.
Yeah, it was at a concert. After the agreement, but before the referendum, to ask people if they wanted the agreement to come into law. And they were obviously on the yes side. And Bono was saying that backstage he had a half good idea that turned out to be great. And he went to the two lads, David Trimble and John Hume, and said, listen, I'm going to ask you something that's probably next to impossible as politicians, but I want you to come out onto the stage and say nothing. And then he said, because the minute you start talking, you're going to get boos. And he said, this is dead serious, but it's also showbiz. The two of them smiled, went out, did what he asked of them. And then you have this amazing photograph. The referendum won 71%, whatever, 29. The thing about it is that both David Trimble, John Hume are dead. So it's only Bono's version.
I know.
But it's a great story.
I'm sure it happened like that. Yeah.
And he'd know what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
But an amazing photograph. Yeah, so 25 years, 1998. While all of that was going on,
the den ended.
I was getting ready. No, well, my tenure on the den ended.
Yeah.
Not the den didn't end. But I think the last day we had either big geraniums or hothouse flowers on the last day. In my head, if I was writing the book, it'd be the hothouse flowers singing Don't Go.
Can I say something here? I've heard you a few times talk about this book that you're going to write.
Yeah.
I feel you want to write this book.
No, I'm going to.
I feel you do. I feel it's, you just need to, says she saying this out loud. You just need to sit down and write it.
Well, you've been talking about writing a book longer than I have.
I know.
And anyway, the big news is ChatGPT. That's the AI stuff that's only become available recently.
Yeah, but that's not real though.
No, but I could put in all my.
I don't want to read that book.
No, but then you go write it in the style of, you know, Seamus O'Reilly or Frank McCourt or Charles Dickens or...
No, that is lazy shite.
I think I'd get it.
You need to write your own book,
I'd still have to.
I can't believe, Ray Darcy,
I'm joking.
That is like the most... That is the most un-Ray Darcy thing ever to suggest.
I'm not serious.
Okay, so maybe you want to do it to read it first and then get ideas, maybe.
No, I don't know. I probably was saying this recently to somebody. I do it in the style of Paul O'Grady. His memoirs were brilliant.
Oh, I love Paul O'Grady. I'm so sad.
No, we weren't on last week. Yeah.
I know. I think there's a thing on TV tonight, maybe, if you're listening to this on Sunday. Hang on, you're not. Because when does it go out? Monday.
It goes out on Sunday.
What day is today?
Sunday.
Sorry, I'm confused. I always have a feeling in my head that most people listen to this on Monday. I don't know why. Okay. In the morning time.
Right, okay.
I have no facts.
Well, we can do it like you do with your posh one with Mairead.
That is so not posh. The posh one.
No, but we can schedule it to just arrive at 7 o'clock on Monday morning.
It drops. Yeah.
We just put it up whenever it's available. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a programme on tonight and it's made by the people, like friends of Paul O'Grady and people who know him best. Right. It's on TV. Yeah. So what was that show? For the Love of Dogs,
yes,
wasn't it?
And yeah. Then he had that brilliant afternoon Channel 4 chat show, which is live, which is amazing.
Yeah, I saw loads of clips during the week. Really funny. Him falling off that chair, I don't know how many times. Big Egypt. Do you know what we're watching, which is well worth a watch, and it boots along. It's Celeste Barber and it's her new show on Netflix called Wellmania. And it's so good, isn't it? It's only like half an hour, is it?
It's about 35 minutes. Yeah.
And it's just stuffed. She's an Australian comic. So I've been following Celeste Barber for a few years. So she's huge on Instagram and she really started becoming, I suppose, worldwide famous by posting pictures and videos of her up on Instagram, taking the piss out of the modelling industry and particularly weird situations that female models have to be put in, whether it's posing or the clothes that they're wearing. And she does it so well. And she's just completely natural, a very normal, natural body. And that's the thing, yeah. Just to see a normal, natural woman in those shapes and the clothes. And it's very, very funny. And obviously she's a comedian as well, so she does it incredibly well. But this TV show is very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. Very good. So that's it. That's the live from the golf, which is soon to be no more. Oh, we dedicate this podcast to the golf.
So sad. This is who I have to live with. He actually is kind of slightly sincere about that. There's a little tear. Stop crying, May. I know you're laughing, but really internally crying.
Talk to you next week.
If you want to send us emails, jennyandrayhome@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Give us a rate and review. And you can hit that subscribe button too.
Good luck.